Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as part of the Super Network at supermarcy.com, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Oh my God, why is his top tucked into his undies?
The terrible Australian Bede Germine.
His outfit is so preppy and nerdish, I don't like it.
Trash Panda Colin.
I want a hot tub in a room real bad.
This podcast is intended for a mature audience, as it may contain explicit language.
It's the post-apocalypse,
I always think about in these movies, how disgusting.
Adult themes.
Well, I mean, I've seen this dude's nipple through his shirt.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. For exclusives, find us at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And now for our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dead brain! Dead brain! Dead brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hey everyone, this is Bede Germine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 218 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by some really awesome people, and it's the best Tubi-related podcast that's out there on the internet. And with me, as always, is one of my co-hosts, the one and only Colin. Hello, Colin. How are
you? Hell yeah. Keep that Colin going, buddy. Let's keep it going. 3 weeks in a row now. Let's go. We got it.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Well, I'm very excited for today, Colin, because it is your pick for today's show. And it feels like it's going on a theme compared to last week's episode, which we did Hunting for the Hag. So what movie have you picked for this week's show, Colin?
Dude, since last week we were talking about ghost hunting and all this shit, I was like, ooh, we should watch a ghost hunting movie. And then I found one, and I remembered how okay it was. Have you seen this movie before?
I have seen the movie, but it has been a little while, but I feel like we'll have fun with it.
Bro, there's like one jump scare in it that gets me every time, and it's fucking hilarious, because these kids are fucking stupid. But we're going to watch Grave Encounters. I have no idea what year it's from, but
I think it's like the early I think it's like the early 2010s, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. It was like when fucking Ghost Adventures got like hella big and I was like, ooh, I fucking love Ghost Adventures. Let me watch this movie. And then I was like, this movie's kind of shitty. So I was pretty stoked when I was like, all right, let's watch this today.
Well, I look forward to
my original pick. We can't watch without everybody here.
Yeah, that original pick of yours, we're going to have to save, because from what I've heard about that movie, it is very fucking weird. So that is definitely very much a group movie. So unfortunately, our regular co-host, Marcy, isn't here to join us today, but she is still with us in spirit. Yes, exactly. See, I see what I did there. But
Grave Encounters, baby. Grave Encounters.
Exactly. But I guess we won't beat around the bush, and we might as well get to it. So what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Grave Encounters if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. However, though, it is also playing on other streaming services and released on physical media. I'm going to count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, I'll play this sound effect.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Hell yeah, dude.
I knew you would like that one, Colin.
Yeah, that's a good one, dude.
And once the ads are finished, we'll make sure to let you know. And also, once the ads start again, we'll let you know. And we'll give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Grave Encounters, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon this will. It's okay if you don't. It's okay. I reckon this will still be a fun listen to on its own, regardless. So, Colin, are you ready to see the shittiest Ghost Adventures episode ever with Grave Encounters?
Fuck yeah, I'm ready, dude. Let's do this. Let's go. Ooh.
Alrighty. Ooh. Exactly. Maybe there might be an appearance by a ghost on here. We don't know. We shall see. But in the meantime, though, because it is feeling appropriate for this episode, but let's get straight to it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Play.
Yep. There we go.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
All right, sweet.
I can hear him typing.
Yeah, Tribeca film. Like, let's go. You're like, oh, this is going to be so good. And then you get into the movie and you're like, what the fuck?
Well, that's the thing, Colin. We always talk about this all the time. You never know what you're going to get with found footage horror movies. You're either going to get a winner or you're going to get one that doesn't quite work.
Dude, everybody's like, this movie has so many mixed reviews. It's unbelievable. Like, it's cool.
My name is Jerry Hartfield.
Oh, Jerry.
Video production company here in Anaheim, California. We focus mainly on reality television shows. If you've ever seen the show.
That we make up. Trackers,
right. Tornado Trackers. I want that movie.
Coming soon to Tubi. Tornado Trackers. Reality series
called Grave Encounters. Right.
Starring Eric Roberts.
By a young producer named Lance Preston. The idea was that him and his group of paranormal investigators would investigate ghost sightings and hauntings.
We know how ghost shows work. You don't have to tell us what
dude,
they do.
Come on. Yeah, give me to the fucking ghost hunting.
Here we go.
Lance Preston. When dude, I was a boy, my Zach Baggins.
I was going to say, this feels like a dead-on parody of like a lot of the opening episodes of Ghost Adventures.
Dude, it 100% is, dude.
They know who they're taking the piss out of with this.
Right.
Oh, hi, Sasha. Real. Everything on camera. If you're ready, it's time to have some grave encounters.
Yeah,
and Ghost Adventures.
Ghost
everything was nope.
Well, I guess we went back to this guy. Shut
yes.
the fuck up. Get to it. Come on.
We're going to be talking about this. This is a documentary about this show that's about ghosts and
I want to be very clear about this. What you're about to see is not a movie.
Okay. But it is a movie.
But yeah, it is a fucking movie, dude.
Shot for Lance's show.
Was it though? This has been doctored. Yes, it had been doctored.
This is just raw footage.
Edited strictly for it's raw footage that's been edited.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
That's not That's not how raw footage works. You need raw footage is where you just let the footage just go unedited, and so in other words, it is edited. So it's not raw footage.
Listen, it's edited for time. All right.
Exactly. Well, that is true. Down from 72 hours.
Right. Right.
One step back. He really does look like the actor who plays like Lance, not Lance Langford, who's been on the show, but this Lance does look a little bit like Zach Baggins. I'll say that.
Dude, all he needs is a tap out shirt and fucking glasses, and he's a spit on image.
Exactly.
Yeah, I might have to watch Ghost Adventures when I go to sleep tonight. I love that show.
1960. Actually, speaking of like shows like Ghost Adventures, what other paranormal ghost shows do you enjoy, Colin?
Really, just Ghost Adventures. That's like the only one I ever really liked. Because he just yells at the ghosts.
I know. He literally goes up to him. It's like, what? You want to take me on, ghost, brah? Come on, brah. Take me on. Possess my body, brah.
Yeah, fuck me in the ass, ghost. I bet you can't do it. I bet you can't. We will be
in search. Make me a projectile vomit, brah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's not, you shouldn't have antagonized ghosts, or they just ectoplasm all over you. We know this on this show.
Yeah, all over your face, neck, and chest.
Exactly. Look at this almost fucking nerd. He doesn't have glasses on, so...
I'm gonna lock you guys in here tonight. Yeah.
Morgan, can you tell us when the Institute was first built?
Well, the history of calling...
I don't know anything about this building. I just rocked up here and just parked, and you just assumed I'm the owner of the building.
Yeah, I don't really own this place. The fuck you think it's wrong with me? I was just fucking driving by. You told me to stop.
Treatments were still in there. Oh, jeez.
Psychiatric hospitals like this were seen as sort of a dumping ground.
Actually, what I used to watch Ghost Adventures, like back in the day, because when my brother and I, one of my brothers, because I've lived with two different brothers over the years, there's my oldest and eldest, so I'll just say my brother Carl, he and I would watch all these ghost shows together. We always have a fascination with the supernatural, but also too, and I mentioned this on the previous episode, that we basically lived in a haunted house for like 10 odd years.
Yeah. Brain surgery.
He was a major advocate of the lobotomy. So we used to watch Ghost Adventures, but I remember, like, even before then, I used to watch a British ghost show called Most Haunted.
Oh yeah, dude, they have one of those in America. Like America's Most Haunted. Yeah, they have
And then there was like another one called Scariest Places on Earth. That was a good one.
Yeah, they have that too here in America. Scariest Places in America.
And yeah, there's a few others I used to watch all the time. Do you believe in ghosts?
Dude, they have all those. It was all Travel Channel. That's all Travel Channel showed back in the day. They still do all paranormal shit, which is tight.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch The Haunted? The Haunted scary as fuck.
Yeah, I do remember The Haunted. That was a good... Like, it had sort of like reenactments, but it was creepy as fuck.
Right, that's what I like, dude. And then there's this one called School Spirits when I watched it when I was in college. And Sci-Fi did it, and they did like one season, and it was the scariest ghost reenactment show I've ever seen. And I don't get scared very easily. Like, I was like, oh my fucking God, dude. Oh man. I saw some fucked up shit in college too. Like Megan is Missing. You ever watched that movie?
I'm too frightened to watch Megan is Missing, even though I know exactly what happens in that movie.
Listen, the whole movie is tame as fuck, but the last 10 minutes of that movie still fucks with my brain, dude. Still. And I saw that like 20 fucking years ago.
Yep. Well,
I've never done this before, so should I? Oh, well, you know, I'm not George Lucas. I don't know why I'm here.
I don't know if Look at this homeless drunk. They just pulled off the screen.
Actually, one of the things, because I watch a lot of the ghost stuff I watch these days is all on YouTube, like certain channels and stuff like that. But probably some of my favorite ones is like, what do they call themselves? Urban Explorers, where people like take a video camera and just go to abandoned buildings and houses and just film it. And half the time, they don't just run into ghosts. They run into like people who are just hanging out there in the house. And it's just like fucking creepy as shit.
Yeah. Like homeless fucking drifters just in the place. Well, I saw one time some dude had a gun. I was like, holy shit, that dude's going to die.
I saw that too, but I also saw another one where a guy was like about to go upstairs and whoever was in that house prior set a trap and it had like a board with like, nails and shit just like a flinging down and it would have
like
a
saw
hit
trap.
Yeah, see, that stuff terrifies me as well. I can handle ghosts, but real people in these places, nope.
Did you ever see The Monkey? Did you ever see that?
Oh yeah, the movie? Oh yes, I have. I've seen it twice. Yes, that is a fun movie.
901. That dude had fucking booby traps all over his house, and that's
Yeah, that is probably my biggest fear, going into a random house and it's all booby-trapped.
Right. No, thank you, dude. I'm not trying to get nails in my head. No, dude.
Exactly. Oh, jeez.
Do you need to drive away from a fucking horror movie?
Yes. And we're back
905.
At... 905.
Marcy, stop messaging me. I'm trying to do something.
Yeah, Marcy, shut up.
Yeah, dude. And
this is what he did. He spent his time writing on the wall.
So this was an actual patient that wrote?
He wrote the script for an upcoming Tubi movie on the wall.
Right. That's what I would do.
Oh, my God. Oh, for a second though, I thought that was a urinal, but it was a sink. It's like the tiniest urinal I've ever seen.
They're just ripping urinals off the wall.
Yep.
Right here. Yeah, slit her wrists in this tub.
Tight. Ew, there's blood in there. Gross.
Someone had their shock week in there.
Yeah, she didn't kill herself. She's just on her period.
Oh, jeez.
They're like, film that menstrual blood.
Exactly what I was looking for. These service tunnels connect. Creepy basements, creepy hallways, writing all over the wall. This is perfect.
Right?
It's like a maze down here. You could easily get lost.
Now remember, this is raw footage that's been
cut. Exactly. The east wing. Yes. Honestly, if they just wanted to, what I would do if I was a filmmaker is like, I made this found footage horror film. It's all raw footage. But the thing is, we're not cutting it down the time. You got to watch all 70 hours of it.
Yeah, just put it into like a, it's just one cut. That's it.
Yes.
One whole 72 hour cut.
Exactly. You can watch it in chunks.
I'm too fucking lazy to edit this.
Exactly. Anyway, that's what I would do. Me and my guys,
yeah, we don't need an editor. That costs money. We're an indie.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're 72 hours you're just watching everybody take shit.
It's a... I thought it was looters.
There was an accident.
Yeah. One of my guys on a ladder. In fact, he was pulling some old wood just over there.
Ew, he was pulling old wood.
I'm turning 40 this year. And he
quit. Yes.
A lot of old wood.
Oh, jeez. That's hilarious.
An echo from the past, continuing to loop over and over again. An intelligent haunting is actually a spirit that interacts and has intention.
It's Tubi Zach Baggins.
It is. Scratched and it's back Zaggins.
Back Zaggins. Both have spent a lot of
time out here. Yeah. Well, in high school, a bunch of the kids used to come down here just to...
Look at this emo goth.
They paid that motherfucker in heroin.
Yes.
They didn't pay her enough in heroin because she's all pixelated.
Yeah, they're like, fuck that shit. We don't need her in here. He's like, can my girlfriend be in this movie? She's like, I don't want to be in this movie. I want to be pixelated. Her face is all fucked up. She just looks like the Joker.
She had a bad pimple day. That's why her face is pixelated.
Right?
Full spectral apparition.
Dude, it's full spectral apparition. I got two giant zits going on right now, and I'm like, fuck, man. Marcy, stop, dude.
Even when Marcy's not here, she literally is here in spirit.
It's not her. It's my buddy. Sending me fucking videos that I never watch. I don't care.
I have at least one or two friends like that. Like, they keep sending me videos even though I rarely react to them. And don't worry, Marcy, I always react to your videos you send me, Marcy.
Petty cash.
Hey, Javier,
That's $20, Sam.
$20, dude. You can't.
I mean,
I can't make this joke, but he probably needs money.
Over here. I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, I try to watch ghost shows that are at least try to be legit, because you never know with a lot of ghost shows these days if they're just doing it, like, you know, being fake and all that. So,
right.
And I like how this one in particular kind of shows, like, oh, yeah, this is how they probably did it. Let's pay a random gardener to pretend to have seen a ghost, even though it was $20.
Look at this Matrix motherfucker.
It looks like he had stepped out of the Matrix.
Right, dude. Such an incredible energy
here. Mr. Anderson, welcome back. We missed you. Ghosts doing bullet time.
Ghosts. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. There's something else here. This dude kind of reminds me. On Most Haunted, the UK version, they used to have a psychic medium named Derek Acora, but I think he was on that show for a few seasons, but then it was found out that he was basically faking everything the entire time.
Duh.
I'm sensing a deep well of sadness. I said someone had their shark week in here.
Yeah. Ovulation. I sense ovulating.
Female patient. I sense a female patient, a girl, someone very tiny you can barely see. Oh, wait, it's Marcy.
Red water. Wow.
We're allowed one per episode, and Marcy's on here to defend herself.
I see a female Marcy has... in this tub.
Is she hot? Is she hot, bruh?
I see a female in this tub. She bled for 5 days and didn't die.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, was that too much?
No.
Come on.
No, that was great. That sounded awesome.
Let's play some football, huh?
Lance, how do you feel about show 6?
America.
America!
That's a good location.
Do you think we're actually going to see some ghosts this time?
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of them, I'm sure.
Wow, maybe you try to sound a little less skeptical.
I mean, it would be great, but if we don't, then, you know, whatever. We just want
fucking
to
fucking ghost grifters.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, if any of those, like ghost adventures, if they never faked any of that show would be so boring.
Well, that's the thing, though. I would imagine, though, that this is my kind of theory, is like probably the more authentic ghost videos or like, you know, hunts and stuff like that are the ones where barely anything happens. And if anything does happen, it only happens every now and again. That's why I'm always a little sus if I'm watching shows like this or, you know, ones on YouTube where they seem to get like activity every 5 seconds.
Right, dude. Yeah, you're like, what was that noise? And then a fucking some sound machine says growls and shit. You're like, this is fake.
Oh, I just realized this is a Canadian film.
Yeah, it is.
I just sort of realized, like, I've heard a few people sound Canadian. Oh, hello, hey. Oh, no, there's a ghost, eh?
Oh, the ghost, eh?
There's a ghoster. A hoser ghoster.
I mean, dude, that shit is creepy as fuck. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I wouldn't stay in there.
Oh, and no.
The fucked up thing is, it's like, maybe some bad shit does happen in there, but they're not going to capture that on film. It's just, they're just tired. Just let them go to sleep. And they're paranoid.
Window can good to go. Like, one of my ghost hunts I went to a prison. It was we went into this one room that apparently was haunted by a ghost of a child. And so we did one of those EMF, you know, like with the spirit box.
Yeah,
so we use
fucking god, what are they called?
Yeah, I think that it is called a spirit box, but it's one of those things where it kind of gets all the electromagnetic frequencies in the air and actually is able to transfer into words what the spirit is saying. And so in this room, the ghost child took a shine to me and literally it wanted me to ask it to tell it a story.
That's tight. What, did the spirit box be like, bald?
This
isn't bald man.
To be fair, I wasn't bald at the time. Although, if the ghost child said bald, then I'm like, oh, fuck you, ghost. I'll strangle you even though you are dead.
Don't make me fuck you up, ghost.
I'll fuck you up, ghost.
Dude, one of these days, Scary Movie needs to come on Tubi. We need to do that. I love that movie.
I thought like I saw one of the Scary Movies on US Tubi. Let me find out because I feel like that could be a good one for the show.
Oh my god!
Especially with the new one coming out.
With the greatest fucking cum scene I've ever seen in my life.
That's what happens when you don't jack off for like a whole month.
Dude, right? Like No Nut November, you're shooting the fucking ceiling, dude. Listen, I can
guarantee you that if there's anything paranormal, anything freaky happening in this joint, we're gonna. All right, I'm gonna find out. All right, folks,
we are about to. Oh my god, dude, I love that.
He really looks like Zap Baggins. It blows my mind.
Told you, cap out. Thanks
very much. 6 a.m. I'll see you later. I'll go off and make the. Gotta make a new Star Wars movie. Bye, guys.
Dude, have you seen the Zach Baggins documentary called Demon House?
I've been meaning to. What was that like?
Watch it. It's so tight. It's there are parts where I'm like, this is so unbelievable. This isn't real. But then there's parts where it's like, that really fucking happened. Like, you can tell, like, that shit really fucking happened. But it's about this house in Gary, Indiana, that somebody took a picture of this house, and there was, like, a fucking ghost or demon in the window. But, like, the family that lived there, like, would say, like, their kids got possessed and shit, and, like... Like, they had, like, a social worker and, like, a doctor and a bunch of fucking people, like, backing them up, like a priest and shit, which was insane to me, where I'm like, all right, this could be fucking real. But then, like, there's a part where, like, you can tell, like, they fucking just paid these people to be like, yeah, that demon possessed me. And then, like, one of the girls gets possessed, and you can tell how fucking fake it is. It's the funniest shit I've ever seen. But all in all, it's an actually decent documentary. I'd suggest watching. It's one of my favorites.
I'll have to check it out. I'm on Tubi US right now. So far, I don't see Scary Movie, but I have seen the other horror parody film that came out the same time as the original Scary Movie called Shriek If You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th.
Is Haunted House on there? The Marlon Wayans, like, Paranormal Activity spoof movie?
I'll find out. Let me find out.
Have you seen that?
I have seen it, yes.
Cedric the Entertainer is so fucking funny in that movie. Every time I watch that shit, I laugh at his shit.
Unfortunately, there is no Haunted House movie on here.
Damn, dude. Damn.
Damn, America. You fucked up once again.
I know. Looking like Canada or something. It's drawing us this way.
It wants us to go this way. See, these guys can't be... See, these ghost hunters can't be antagonistic to the ghosts because they're Canadians, so they're too nice.
Yeah, they're way too nice. Damn. Even just a
nudge. Oh, would you like to come out, girls? I'm sorry. I shouldn't make fun of Canadians.
Hey, you want to come out, eh?
Eh? Come out here, eh? It's better known. Better known.
This is tight.
Isn't the whole point of spirit photography is not to have live people in the photos?
Yeah.
We won't know until later.
Know until later. We saw the results.
Yeah. Remember, edited for time.
Exactly.
Just say
USA in
bold letters.
I just saw one that said for USA. USA. USA.
Dude, we have to, one of these days we're just gonna have to go and pause it on whatever that wall says and just read.
Yes. Yes.
It's probably just some random shit.
I would imagine people would have written just the most random shit. I wouldn't be surprised if you looked close. Somebody wrote, if you're reading this, you're a dipshit.
Dude, my favorite is in movies. Like, I watch a lot of CinemaSins.
And yes.
My favorite is that he will, like, tell you what the article in the newspaper is reading, like, what it's about and shit. It's just the most random shit.
Guys, why do I have to be the one that's here by myself?
Because you're a fucking nerd.
I need a Grave Encounters shirt. It'd be so tight.
I bet you can find one online somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure. Not just a single energy. I can't spend any money on things I don't actually need.
No.
If there are any spirits down here, please show yourself.
Show yourself.
Make a noise for us. Please. As
you've said before, it seems like
yes.
The tunnels just go on forever.
It stinks out here too. Oh. Yeah, you're in a musty-ass basement, dude. Of course it's
exactly.
It smells like shit.
Exactly.
Somebody just pooped down there. Some homeless man's pile of shit is down there.
Over this way. You guys follow me.
Ooh, did somebody say homeless man's poop? Hello, everybody.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
I'm good, thanks. I know. What people don't realize is this was actually my home before I made my first appearance on the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Oh, it's my pet rats, Mick and Jagger. And believe me, you don't want to know what I was using those mice for. Let's just say I gave Richard Gere a run for his money.
Oh, dude, don't say that. Ad.
Ad. Oh, hello. Oh, donkey show.
2612, eh?
It's a frupple.
It's a donkey show.
I mean, I do love my donkey shows.
Probably the pickiest eaters in the world. But the cool thing about Instacart is that...
Actually, speaking of which, I think that's what Louise and I were doing last week when we were in Mexico.
That really matters.
Oh, we're back.
And we're back.
2616, I can't read.
Yes, I mean, this takes me back to a good old time when I used to fuck around with ghost hunters. When they came to my house, I would just ectoplasm all over them.
All over that girl?
I mean, I'm not going to confirm or deny that. I mean, I'm not going to confirm or deny if that's what I did do.
I mean, I'm not a ghost, but...
I mean, to be fair, I may not have even been a ghost at the time. I might have just been a regular dude running around in a sheet.
I will put a bunch of dead babies on her, though.
Actually, a lot of those dead babies, Colin, are in the afterlife of me right now.
I'm sure, dude. There's probably millions of them.
Could this be residual ectoplasmic material?
Well, speaking of ghosts... I was there.
Okay, I think we should just do one more walkthrough upstairs. Give me some B camera shots.
See, I was just messing around with these. See, it was all me, Colin. That's why they're here at this hospital, and they were making fun of me. And then as soon as I saw like them all just like bending over, I was like,
oh, dude, gross.
I mean, to be fair, it was a very busy day for me, but I'll let you guys go so you can enjoy this home movie of mine. Also, keep a lookout for my cameos in it, and also my ectoplasm, so I'll see you all later. Bye. Boo.
Boo.
What the?
is this?
Oh! It's a ghost wheelchair.
The ghost is just like, why are you making fun of my handicapped brother?
That would suck. If you became a, like, say for example, if you were a wheelchair in life and you became a ghost and you were still stuck in a wheelchair.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. I would laugh so hard.
Like, it's like if you were a fat ghost. It's like, I'm a ghost. Can't I just change my shape and just be like skinny?
Right, dude, right.
Oh. See, that's what happens. You're making fun of ghosts and wheelchairs, and they're going to be like, I'm going to run this motherfucker over. Right? Now I'm just thinking of that scene in Scary Movie 2, where it's basically like the two... David Cross. Yes. Racing in the wheelchairs. And it's all done, like, as a John Woo film.
Yeah, dude. Oh.
Oh, the door's opening. I'm not fucking playing. Ain't the fucking time to do this shit. Also, too, I should say, one of my favorite type of horror movies is when you got characters who are skeptics of, like, the supernatural, and their thing is, like, debunking shit, but they actually go to a place that actually is legit haunted. That's always my favorite type of...
Yeah, those are good.
Drake! Oh, wait, that's not him.
That's racist. Okay, that's racist.
But Drake's Canadian.
I mean, I'll give you that one, yeah. He is also black. So,
I mean, yes.
It does kind of look like Drake, I'm not going to lie.
But also, he's most... If we know our horror movies, he's most likely going to be the character who dies first, so... Which is a shame.
He's the one in the wheelchair.
Okay, I sort of looked up... Also, I looked up... this movie came out in 2009, so that explains a lot of things, especially how everybody's dressed. Ew, look at all that peel off the wall.
Right?
Imagine all the asbestos that's around that building.
Yeah, they're not seeing ghosts. They're just hallucinating from the asbestos.
There's probably leaky gas leak somewhere.
Right?
Slam. Right now, please give us a sign.
He's a medium. He should be able to fucking... There you go, buddy.
No, I don't want to give you a sign. Sorry. Would you please
give us a sign? Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep in the next room.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired. I'm a ghost. I never sleep.
Actually, I saw a meme a while back that made me laugh so hard because this is what I would actually do to a ghost. If I was in a house... And there was a ghost there. I'd be like, listen, ghost. You're not getting a free ride in this house. You better fucking clean my house for me.
Right? You're not paying rent, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. I expect a broom to be floating around behind me, sweeping the floor.
Right. Do my dishes.
Exactly. You ain't getting a free ride here, ghost.
Oh, it's peeling paint off the wall. That's what it is. Matt. Anybody up on any floor above us? Matt's dead. Okay. The handicapped ghost killed him.
Killed by a handicapped ghost.
Jesus Christ. Hello? Is there anybody up here?
You just die and you're like, my legs still don't work. What the fuck?
That's what I mean. It would suck worse than anything.
I know.
Or imagine, like, you're a ghost and, like, and you lost your leg and you have no leg in the afterlife.
Exactly. Like, do I have all my toes in the afterlife, or?
Well, I mean, one of your toes is probably in the afterlife waiting for you, Colin.
It's like, come reattach me. I'm a ghost toe.
A ghost toe. Oh, that could be a bad name, ghost toe.
Yeah. We're ghost toe. And then. And this is our single handicap ghost. Oh.
Oh.
Damn, Toby. Stop getting all feely, dude.
Just because there's one female there doesn't mean you can, like, be all creepy and stuff, Toby.
Yeah, dude. Put your dick away.
Toby touched me with his ghost wiener.
Just wait a second.
Wait for what?
Because look, we have been shooting this show for what, 5 episodes? We have never seen anything like that before.
So the show's only been going for 5 episodes?
Yeah.
Wow. And probably the show hasn't even been released yet, so.
Be a fucking professional, would you? All right, stay in character. We are onto something here.
Pretend you're in the Matrix.
That's right, Neo.
Let's go find that ghost perv.
Yeah.
When you kind of think about it, though. But when you think about it, ghosts are actually pervs, because what do? They come up to you, they touch you. Don't be surprised you. Exactly. And also, they like pull your sheets off.
Right, dude. I don't sleep naked, okay? If you're a ghost, you should know that about me. You haunt me. I don't sleep naked.
And then in the middle of the night, you hear a voice like, "You want a popsicle?"
It just gives you one.
Give us a sign. Make a noise or. Manipulate my hair.
But don't ruin the gel. That's how I know. Now I realize, knowing that this is a 2009 film, it makes sense because his hair is all gelled up.
Dude, it's hard as a rock. All right.
I mean, back when I used to have hair, I would gel my hair up all the time. To the point where basically you could like grab a piece of hair and it would snap. The 2000s were a very weird time.
Let me tell you.
It's gone. It's left.
Sensing that it's toying with us. Sensing, shut the fuck up, Neo. Go back to the Matrix.
I like how.
Bigfoot.
Oh, orbs.
Oh,
well, let's go home, man.
Oh,
okay, you guys, I think we have enough footage. Why don't we just pack up everything and we'll get out of here?
Okay, so okay? We're going home.
Yeah, can we pack everything up?
Yes,
I think it's going home, eh?
Hey, back to Edmonton.
Yeah, this is it.
They're going back to Alberta, Canada. That was a terrible joke. I apologize.
Don't apologize. Dude, whenever I rewatch this movie, this is like the part where I fall asleep because they're like just walking around, nothing happens.
Yeah, it's usually like in a lot of found footage movies, you only get like stuff actually happening in like the last 20-30 minutes.
Right.
We need some info.
I don't know. The one we watched last week. That was
yes.
Pretty fucking entertaining.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was more going on in that one.
Yeah. If we stay in the one direction, then we're going to get there, okay? It's what? North?
Shout out to Paul A. Brooks, who made that film.
We've been this way before.
Now, have you seen the sequel, Colin, to this?
Oh yeah, dude, 100%. It's horrible. It's so yeah, bad.
It is probably worse than this one. So
100% worse. Is this the one where he eats a rat? Spoilers, where he eats the rat, or is that the second one?
I can't remember, to be honest. I know the second movie does, I think, something different in terms of its plot, but I can't remember anything. I just remember just not liking it at all.
No, in the second one, it's a dude who's, because, okay, spoilers.
Yes.
In this movie, the end of this movie, like this footage, they're like, oh shit, this was real. And there's a bunch of reviews about it. They actually turn it into a movie. And this kid who's a filmmaker becomes obsessed with Grave Encounters and then goes to this spot, this hospital or wherever they're at now, because spoilers, I don't know if I should spoil the movie. If you haven't watched this movie, sorry, you're going to get it spoiled. But the Zach Baggins, or Back Zaggins, he survives the end of this movie. And they go and try to find him and find the portal or whatever the fuck he's in. And they find he finds him. He's like all crazy and shit. He's eating rats and fucking. It's so funny, dude.
Oh, jeez.
So funny.
See, I blocked all of that. I remember, like, yeah, the filmmaker kid at the start of it, but I couldn't remember anything else about that movie.
Oh, no, dude. I remember the whole thing. He's, like, eating rats. He fucking finds them. He's like, I know how to get out of here. I know how to get out. And then he just fucks them over. It's so funny. It's so funny. He fucks them over. And then there's like this portal door that they have to go in through, and it's all fucked up. It's funny as fuck. And then the window, oh shit, the window's open. He's going to get thrown out, dude. This is the best part of the whole movie.
No, Lance from The Horror Returns isn't here today. Leave him alone.
No, dude, it's like some ghost bitch comes out of that door, and like, it's so funny. Fucking funny, dude. Just throws him out of the window.
I'm waiting for it. Hello? Guys,
quit fucking around. Hello?
Hello?
Hey?
Go off screen.
Oh, wait. Not him. I don't think they throw... No, it's not him. Because they lose... The window opens. What happens is they lose that dude, and they're like, where the fuck did he go? It's so bad, dude. And they're like, where did he go? We can't find him. Why is he not with us? He's just gathering equipment, and then they find his ass with all the equipment. He's all of it, too, like all the equipment.
What's taking him so long, eh?
Matt, are you there?
No.
No, dude, he's gone, dude. The fucking ghost bitch got him.
Exactly. He did, man. He did.
Yeah, he did. He did. Smoking cigarettes, just packing cigs.
That's the thing. When it comes to like found footage horror films, I think my personal type of favorite ones where they try to make the not just the footage, but also the whole situation as believable as possible. That's kind of like my favorite type of ones. Because when you sort of watch something like this where it goes batshit insane later on, it doesn't feel as believable to me. Not to say there aren't fun ones like that, but I guess the Blair Witch kind of style where it's so believable, like you would think, oh, this is real found footage.
Like Paranormal Activity.
That shit was
made on a fucking micro budget and made so much money, dude. Like, literally, it could be real. If it wasn't a fucking made up movie, that shit could have been real. Like,
exactly.
I would believe that. some dude just putting cameras up in his house and trying to capture a ghost, and then there's an actual ghost in there? Because, I mean, I believe in the paranormal.
I do as well. I mean, I lived in a house for a house with a ghost for 10-odd years. I know this shit.
Yeah, dude.
He's packing it up anyway. He's got to be down one of these ways. TC, you go that way. Sash and I'll go this way.
Why would we do that? That is a terrible idea.
Haven't you seen Scooby-Doo?
This looks like the living room after a fight with my girl. Matt,
cigarettes,
man. I want to go home. This is enough.
This is the living room. This looks like the living room after I've had a fight with my girl.
That's hilarious. Look for cigarette butts. That's where they'll find them. Stupid, dude. They're like breadcrumbs, like Hansel and Gretel.
I understand this guy. Go down there. Go into the bathrooms.
Matt, come on, dude.
Yeah, where you at, Matt?
Shoot my girl. It's late.
I'm fucking tired, bro.
You better be dead or dying, bro.
I think he's either.
Right now. Yeah, he's both.
Where the fuck you at?
Oh shit. Oh no.
Oh, ow. He was pushed down the stairs.
No, his ass tripped. They just make you believe that he was.
Oh, okay.
Lance!
Shit. And now he has to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah, he's got to use the wheelchair now.
What? You're the wheelchair ghost now, brah.
I got pushed.
What?
Something fucking pushed me, man. I was looking for fucking Matt. I was looking downstairs, so the fucking man pushed me. I almost broke my fucking neck, dude.
Oh, my God.
I looked back. There was nothing there.
These things have been messing with us, all right? All night. They're getting fucking violent. Call them.
See, this dude definitely believes in ghosts, because he's like, we should be messing with this shit.
Jesus Christ, this is fucking stupid. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. Fucking piece of shit!
See, that's the thing, dude. If they were just making the show, they shouldn't have just been locked in. If they're just making a show, they should be able to go outside.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I watch a lot of ghost shows and ones on YouTube. Whenever people go do these type of investigations, they never lock the front door just in case of an emergency.
Right, dude. They're dead. They're fired or something.
Or they run into a crazy homeless person.
Right.
Come on, man. What the fuck? That's coming out of your rate.
What does it look like I give a fuck about the fucking rate? No, it doesn't. The fuck are you bothering me for? I'm tired of this shit. I want to go home. I want to go back to the fucking hotel and get some fucking sleep. Hey, you know what? Your boy there's a no.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's not the only way to get out of the building.
No. Just jump out that window.
Exactly. Just smash. I mean, it's an abandoned building that hasn't been used in decades. I'm pretty sure it's okay to smash a window.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure the council might get a bit upset by it, but you know, this is life or death.
Yeah.
Boom. Fuck me, rah!
Rah. That's a Drake noise, rah.
We started from the bottom, now we're here.
That's right. It's God's plan that they're stuck in there.
I mean, just hold on. They're going home. Oh, jeez.
This
is the way we. This is where we put our shit, right? This is the way we. This is how we brought the stuff in.
This doesn't make sense.
And also, too, another thing I do find annoying about some found footage horror films is like. Since they have to fill up a lot of time, a lot of the time it's like either just them just talking or just yelling at each other for hours on end.
Right. Kitty. We're watching this ghost movie. Come here.
Lance? Death awaits.
Are those the same doors?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
I'm getting sick of this guy.
Oh my gosh, they're haunted by ghost graffitiist.
Oh yes.
It's just the new Drake fucking video. That's all this is.
It's been a Drake music video this entire time. I see hot fire. No.
I had to move her fucking food bowl because she's getting too fat to jump on her cat tree. Dude, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. She woke me up because she was trying to jump on the cat tree. And she just kept falling off. It was so fucking funny. I'm like, you fat bitch. I was like, what is
this? Might have to put her on a diet, Colin.
Nah, she doesn't need one. She'll be fine. She gets enough exercise by doing nothing all the time.
And she's just got to learn to, like, jump on there herself.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get her fucking fat cat stairs now.
Oh, okay, now I see why they can't break the windows, because it's got, like, a guard thing over it.
Windows have bars on them.
Right,
no,
the
one upstairs.
Let's go upstairs, huh?
Right? We just gotta find the room.
It's a sheer drop, 80 fucking feet. Come on. So
what time is it? Oh, you can survive 80 feet.
Yeah, you just break your ankles. You gotta get out of there.
If you bend your legs as soon as you hit the ground, it might be so bad.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Let me think for a second.
Or maybe there might be a trash, like, canister out the back. You can just jump into that.
Yeah, or a bush.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. Like, it basically goes for, like, Blair Witch logic, where it's basically like they're trapped in some kind of weird, like, time loop, where it's, like, never-ending night and shit.
Right. That's not gonna do shit.
Listen, let's just try and be rational here, okay? This is an old building, right? It's an old building, so there's all sorts of energy fields, things, there's stuff going on. There could be an electric anomaly that has actually moved our clocks faster or something, so that, you know, it's actually not really 8:30, but it's only 6:30.
Shut up, Neo.
Yeah, go back to the that's not how the Matrix works. Maybe in the Matrix that's how it is, but not here in the real world.
There's nothing else that's rational here, okay? It's as rational as anything else.
Boo, did somebody say the real world? It's an ad.
If your check engine light comes on tomorrow, the
5108
easily costs thousands.
Oh, hello there, Colin. It's me, Tamario Gostolini.
But with endurance,
what's up, buddy?
You could never
be.
I'm not too bad. Oh, yes, I am in here. I have to let you know that that wasn't a shark week in the bathtub. That was just me making up a pasta sauce.
Who's gonna pay for your next car repair? You or endurance?
I mean, I needed to make use a bigger tub.
Yeah, you did.
And we're back.
We're back. 5112.
Yes, and that's they were disturbing me. That's why I decided to scare them.
Dude, that's what I would be doing right now, is just sleeping through this whole thing.
I mean, yes. I mean, it's very upsetting when you're trying to make a pasta sauce with actual tomatoes and ectoplasm, and you got these weird Canadians coming in here trying to interrupt my cooking process.
Right, dude, I would have been pissed. Look at that old-ass phone.
I mean, that was a phone I still have today. It died with me, and I came into the afterlife. It's a ghost phone. Very tired, so they're just taking a
nap. I think I had that phone.
Yes, I mean, it's also an Italian phone. It has a little mustache on it. Every time when it's a ringtone, anytime someone rings me, it just goes, Mamma Mia.
Just plays the Mario theme songs. Did it?
Exactly. I mean, the Mario's a national treasure of Italy.
It's not even fucking
Yes. But anyway, so I better get going because I got to make up some more pasta sauce. And hold on a second. I'm going to have to find another bathtub and make it by doing... No!
Oh, shit.
Oh, sorry about... Oh, oh, sorry. I called my...
light over, dude.
I mean, my ectoplasm knocked the light over.
It's all right. It happens.
Yes, but anyways, I better get to go. So I see you all later. Bye, boobalini.
Someone or something
just broke our lights.
Well, I'm not surprised that the ghosts have made appearances on this show.
Right?
I just
checked my cell phone and it says it's 8 p.m. Dude, they're fucking...
slept for 7 hours.
7 hours, bro. That's a lot.
I can't even remember the last time I slept a solid 7 hours without interruptions. Ew.
Mm. Dude, I wake up all the time in the middle of the night.
Close the fucking thing, man. I wake up at least twice during the night just to go take a piss.
You better get that checked out, dude. You gotta fucking check that out, man.
Mm. I just drink too... Well, my problem is I drink with too much water and I drink at least 2 bottles before going to bed. So that explains it. So
that's not healthy for you. You should not
do it.
You should stop eating at 8 p.m. Stop eating and drinking at 8 p.m. at night.
Ooh, I might have to do that, actually.
It's 9 o'clock here and I'm still drinking here, but it's fine.
Mm.
Dude,
let's just get the fuck out of here. I don't want to be here anymore. Well, that's the thing. My work schedule is like all over the place. Some nights of the week, I don't get home till like 10 p.m. So,
yeah.
Which is not fun.
No. I remember those days.
Mm. But then again, yeah,
I took a half day today.
Oh, nice. I'm due for a little bit of a break from work because I've been working non-stop 5 months, so. I saw from the outside. God damn it, man.
I can't deal with these guys. Dude, why? They shouldn't be so scared. It's fine. It's just an empty building.
Just imagine what it looks like in the daytime.
Yeah. Don't ask me questions. Is the staircase or not? Oh, this is hilarious. Just keep the light on.
I'm scared. Then he gets pushed down the stairs again.
Right.
Yes. Yes. We found the roof. Fucking ghost house, you blocked the only way out.
You're like, son of a bitch.
And it's just like literally a wall.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that being a something believable, like whoever, like this place had been abandoned for decades. I imagine people who took over, it was like, you know, we'll block off this this roof access so people don't get up there.
Right. Or like the crazies, when the crazies were actually there, they just fucking stopped them from going to the roof and jumping out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Makes and sense. Also that's, yeah. Okay, we're lost, we're scared, and the ghosts are trying to kill us. We're going to document everything. Instead of dropping the cameras and making a run for it like normal people.
I want to apologize to Mike's mom and Josh's mom.
Oh, wait, wrong movie, bro. I want to say sorry to Drake's mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd also want to say sorry to Neo's mom.
They actually have a map in this movie.
And a compass.
Yeah, they don't need the compass. What the fuck do they bring a compass for? Matt.
I mean, it's not that hard to know which is north and which is south or west and east. Just follow the sun. Right. Oh, wait a minute.
Matt.
Matt, where are you?
Matt. Matt. This is hilarious.
Oh! Oh! That bed went flying.
The ghost is just mad.
The ghost was like, you fucking interrupted me while I was asleep.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired. Y'all come in here yelling, Matt. Matt's obviously not in here, but I am sleeping.
It'd be you calling if someone came and interrupted you while you were asleep.
Dude, I'll throw a bed at somebody.
Just imagine if the ghost was a wrestler. He grabs somebody and does a ghost pile driver on him. Leg him upside down and then bam. Or suplex him, put him in a ghost figure four leg lock.
Right. Ghost Walls of Jericho. That shit would be hilarious.
See, these are ideas, Colin. We need for our own ghost show.
Right.
They run into a haunted wrestling school.
Oh, dude, I think this is where he starts eating rats because he's like, I'm so hungry. Yet they've only been in there for like 24 hours. So they could survive a little bit.
Well, that's the thing, though. By this movie's logic and where it plays around with time, I would be surprised they had been in there for like 20 minutes.
Right.
Like all up if you count the real world and stuff like that. Oh!
Oh, hello.
Hello!
This is hello.
There's no way someone came in here and did that without us noticing.
Oh, poor girl. That's a really crazy fucking tramp stamp.
Get a tattoo it later.
Yeah,
just a giant hello on her back.
Matt. See? There. Fucking hurt him. I told you guys.
It was a lock.
Matt, are you okay?
No, I'm a ghost now.
You're not Zach Baggins.
Matt. Shit. He's not there anymore.
We have to find him.
How are we going to find him?
Fuck Matt. Just get out of there. You don't need Matt. He was useless anyway.
Yeah. He couldn't even gather equipment.
He couldn't even do a simple job like that.
Right. You don't need him. He's useless. Get out of there. Just find an exit. Get out of there.
Exactly.
Sorry. Said sorry.
Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Sash, try all the frequencies. Look at that toilet back there. Was all taped up.
Yeah. How did you say you thought he was? I don't know how far the specifications of it. It's so that old man who owns the fucking thing doesn't have to clean shit out of the toilet.
Imagine if you had to go take a shit in a haunted house like this.
Dude, they probably just poop on the floor like the crazies did when they lived there.
They probably did.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are you?
Where are you, Matt?
You go take a piss and a ghost just comes up behind you.
Yeah, you get pee shy because the ghost is standing there.
Ghost is like just staring at you through a window. Whoa. Oh, oh! Matt!
They go into that room and he's just facing the wall and then it just cuts black.
Yes. Oh. You're not Matt.
Who are you?
Oh my gosh, it's the scariest thing of all, a homeless person.
Yeah, dude, watch this.
Wow. One of those cliches. See, this is what I'm talking about. If you're ever in a horror movie, if a person has their back toward you, don't go up to him and be like, are you okay? Because you know, once they turn around, something scary is going to happen.
Yeah, they're not okay.
If I saw that, I'd be like, nope, and then walk out of the room. If I was in this movie, Colin, I would survive it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, me too. I'd be like, you guys are fucking stupid. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'd be like, just shut the fuck up.
Nope.
Oh. Oh, that's them.
Yeah. But one of the cameras is on. The ghost turned it on.
Oh, it's Neo.
Uh-oh.
Is that Neo?
I think it is Neo, yeah. Uh-oh. Can't see where he's going. He hasn't got a flashlight.
I know, dude. The flashlight went out. He's just going to get, like, scooped up. Don't they have night vision?
Oh, they should.
Oh.
I couldn't handle being alone in the dark in a haunted house. I would be scared.
Yeah, I couldn't either, dude. I'd piss my pants.
Any little noise would freak me the fuck out.
Yep. I don't even like guns, and I'd bring a gun with me just to shoot noises that
shoot a ghost in the face.
Yeah.
All right, just keep like walking down. Just keep walking down this hallway.
Yeah.
Because we need to run it. Fill the running time. Oh no! You can see the ghost behind him.
Or
is it his shadow?
That's a shadow.
That's a shadow. Oh. Uh-oh, he died. He's not dead.
The ghost didn't even fucking kill him, dude. What a pussy-ass ghost.
He got flung.
He got flashbanged. He's dead now.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Drake's and then, still alive?
I know, what time? See, this horror movie's progressive. We've been hiding in this room for- I want to say sorry to all my viewers of Ghost Adventures. I mean, sorry, wrong show.
Right. Oh, it's the air conditioning. You're crazy shit like that.
He's trying so hard to cry.
I know.
It's like
just old pipes.
Okay, I'm trying to cry. I'm trying to do a Heather.
How the fuck did I have my fucking name on it? Fuck. What?
We had these numbers. You gotta see this. Fuck you! Oh!
Fucking fell asleep, fucking asshole! Fuck you!
I didn't fucking mean to, okay?
I fucking mean to!
You made this happen, you asshole!
Why is it his fault?
You know why, Colin? Because they're both racist.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Insane in the membrane. These damn ghosts.
Not ghosts anymore. They're patients. That's where they start eating rats and shit.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be looking in the rooms. Alright? I just wouldn't.
Hey, Colin, you know why they're eating rats? Because...
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead!
Now, one sound bite so we know Marcy's still here.
Yeah, enough's enough.
We keep walking with feels like circles and death.
Dude, who gives a fuck about Matt?
Who cares about Matt? He's a lost cause.
Yeah.
You care more about fighting Matt than getting the fuck out. I think they care more about fighting Matt than they do the other guy who just got murdered by a ghost.
Right. He got flashbanged out of existence.
Oh! Was that the jump scare you were talking about,
yeah,
Colin?
That's the one that gets me every time. Oh, fuck.
Fucking ghost hand coming through the small little window of that... of that cell. I'm trying to get off, but it's too hard.
Yeah, these antidepressants got me all fucked up. He found Matt.
Get over here.
Oh, they did find Matt.
Oh, it is. I don't know. Matt's in a gown. Stop
fucking around. Matt, are you okay? Yeah, where do you get that?
Likely is where I got these.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Oh. Okay, we found Matt. We got to find Houston. Ah, fuck Houston. Let's get out of here.
He's in the Matrix, dude. He's gone.
Exactly. You seen it? No, it's good. Nope. Why not just break that window?
Right.
Well, for God's sakes, talk to us.
You guys, look at his wrist. Matt. Matt. Where'd you get this? Where'd you get all this shit from?
Matt.
Ghost took my clothes and it forced me to wear this gown. You got no way out
of here. Of course, there's no way out. We can all leave as soon as we're better.
What? What do you mean when we're better?
What the fuck does that mean?
That means get better.
Exactly. Get on your antidepressants. Get on some good medication. And you get on and make sure you have well behaved, get therapy, and then once everything's all good, you're allowed to leave.
Yeah.
Don't be sad.
See, the ghosts are just doing hard love. They're trying to help you people with your mental health.
They'll help you too.
Exactly. All the windows are blocked so you don't throw yourself out the window. Oh
my God. Exactly.
Check that door.
I already did.
Just check it. I'm not fucking... If something's getting in here, man, just make sure there's nothing in here.
TC, go check the doors for us. Ah, oh, man. I'm gonna die, aren't I?
Found that. Big fuck.
He's all fucked up.
Yeah, no shit.
We can see that. We've seen the footage.
He's just real tired, all right?
Yes. Matt just needs some sleep. Okay, she's over there by herself. Maybe it's my chance to ask her out on a date.
Yeah, just make out. We're gonna die.
Well, we're gonna die. Want to make out? There's something wrong with me.
Oh, she's got a fever.
A ghost fever.
Fever for some more ghosts?
I got the fever. And the prescription is more ghosts. And the ghost is just all like,
I'm touching myself.
Oh, shit.
Oh! Their hands are everywhere!
TC's like, it's my people.
The hands are coming out of the walls. Just stay in the middle of the room. Quick, everybody, hide in the Shark Week tub.
Yeah.
You know, if Marcy was here in this movie, the ghost wouldn't be able to find her because she's that small. I'm sorry, Marcy. I didn't mean to make fun of your stature again. Don't be surprised on the next episode, everyone. She's going to take the total piss out of me, and she's allowed to.
Oh, no, dude. This is it, too. This fucks me up.
That bath had its Shark Week. Oh.
Oh.
Matt loves the Shark Week. What can I say? No! Oh! No! Okay, so he died second, so I guess that doesn't count. I guess it can't. The movie's not racist if he dies second. Ew! That was a massive low.
It just tastes like pennies in there now.
Pennies.
What the blood like to... off the camera?
The camera,
dude.
I was going to say.
How do you get blood on his face?
Listen, when you have a massive shark wake, sometimes these type of things happen, Colin. And that's why you need someone to go and do a midnight pad run for you.
Right, dude. They need to run a commercial for fucking Tampa. Oh.
Love that you say commercial and it just happens right then and there.
115 even.
Yes. And we have about 18 minutes to go.
Your rate stays the same,
no matter
how many claims you file. I've had 5 claims for over
$12,000. It's getting spicy over here. Your next car repair? You or Endurance? Shut up, Patrick. $300 off any
plan. You know how important a garage or a shop is. It's where good things are built and broken things get fixed. I started running my home garage because the worker industry wasn't working for my buddies in the trades. These guys deserve a brand.
Why does that guy need those many pairs of boots?
What can we say, Colin? Men like us. Kim Cutter. He looks like, he kind of looks a little bit like Jelly Roll.
A little bit.
Brunt.
We're back.
1 hour, 15 and 5 seconds. Crazy laughter.
Ho, ho, ho.
This whole movie is just a metaphor for someone to be being on their Shark Week.
Yeah, dude, it's just crazy bitches just on their period, just wiping period blood on the walls.
I love the fact that Marcy's not even here and we're still doing period jokes.
Yeah, it's not like we have them. Ugh.
Exactly. Well, once we start seeing white ooze and all that, we can make cum jokes.
I don't think ghosts cum in this movie.
Oh. Well, that's false advertisement.
I know, dude. Grave Encounters, fucking... Get with it, dude.
Exactly.
Equal opportunity.
Struggling grunts. Fuck you guys, I'm out of here.
Oh,
battery power they have in these cameras.
That's what I'm saying, dude. How are their batteries still going? Like,
well, that's the thing I'm also talking about. Like, it's just the little things that make films like this unbelievable to me. When it's like having the camera on all the time, or basically carrying the cameras around where it's like hours on end and they don't change batteries.
Right.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, what the fuck? Ew.
It's a tongue. It's Josh's tongue.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Beat its ass with that pole, dude. What is wrong with you?
Exactly. Drop the camera, open up the door, and I'll go back for the camera.
Right.
I'm gonna reach across, and then you hand me Matt, okay?
Hand you Matt? Matt can fend for himself. He's good.
I think Matt's long gone at this point. Matt!
Dude, this is so funny, dude.
Oh! Oh!
Beat his ass with the pole.
He's beating up Billy Corgan. That's what you get for your wrestling promotion. Yeah, Matt's long gone. Uh-oh.
Hell yeah, dude.
Found He's gonna jump! Down, oh! Boom.
He found a way. The camera's still rolling.
He just disappeared. He disappeared down the elevator shaft and died at the bottom.
Yeah, he's definitely not coming back, you dumb bitch.
No, it was only 10 feet. Okay, maybe more. He's just a little dead, but he's still good. He's just a little dead. Exactly. Okay, maybe it's a bit more. Don't even check his pulse.
Yeah.
It's okay. Ghosts don't haunt basements. But they do now because Matt's ghost is down there.
Right.
Let's open this up.
It's the tunnels. We made it to the tunnels. Come on.
I can't leave.
Come on, Sash, get out of there. Remember what Kenny said. They connect the buildings, all right? I need you to do this with me. You can't do this alone.
Okay.
Okay?
I mean, you could. Because I think Sasha is long gone, too.
Yeah, she's fucking... She's done.
Mm. Obviously, there's no ghost hiding down here in this creepy underground tunnel.
Right. None at all.
Lance, I hate to tell you, but you fucked up. See, this is what happens. You don't believe in the supernatural, the ghosts come out, and basically, you're fucked. Ew.
She needs to stop smoking, dude.
I was going to say, that's basically like smoker's cough right there. Smoky up that black tar.
That's right. Just leave her, dude. Leave her. She's worthless. Look at the time. Mm. There's no time.
Time is irrelevant. They go down there and then they discover the Cloverfield monster. I told you, you guys have been down there for an hour.
Just eat.
I think she's dead.
She's
just eat her. Just eat her.
Who's there? Who is that?
Oh, yeah, it's the pizza delivery guy. Got your pizza for you.
Yeah, I'm here to open up the fucking doors. Where are you guys at?
You gonna give me a tip or what? They've been down there for 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
It's ghost smoke.
They're just smokes baked.
Well, they're going to die anyway. We might as well get baked.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Smoke, smoke, smoke. Oh, Sasha's gone.
Well, she turned... She got fucking turned into ghost dust.
Damn it, Thanos. She got snapped out of existence.
Yeah, dude, don't you see the smoke all around you? Gone, dude.
Damn, what happened to her? Maybe I should like turn off the camera and look back on the footage that's just been filming.
Right. Right. Sasha. Oh,
no. Where are you, Josh? I mean, Sasha. Worst season finale ever.
Right, dude.
Gotta do an EVP. Who? This is what happens when you try to be Zach Baggins and just become unprepared for any ghost adventures.
That's right.
I'm running low on battery power.
Finally, okay, after after 40 years.
But I don't really need the light anymore. I just keep walking straight.
Well, the only reason why that happened is because...
You blew it!
Here we go.
He needs to find Sasha so he can eat her.
Like I wasn't drinking water then. That would have made me do a spit take.
Fuck you,
ghost. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. He's got to do it politely.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
Here's the rat.
Dude. Yeah, dude. He fucks his rat up and eats it, dude. It's hilarious.
Oh. Ew. Hair at all. Although I will say, though, with free wax, that rat was smashed to pieces.
Smashed that rat, dude.
I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be that flat after three goes.
No, not at all.
I don't know if I could eat a rat. whole and live and raw.
No, I totally couldn't, dude.
Oh, ew.
So you get the plague, dude.
Exactly. He's got the bubonic plague now. Oh.
See, he went crazy.
Now looking for more rat state.
Yeah.
Go. Oh. Meanwhile, 20 rats eaten later. I don't
know how long I was
sleeping, there's the door. Gotta see.
Mmm, crispy fried rat.
Come in here. There are a lot of rats for you to eat.
We got them all different types of servings. We have rats with mashed potatoes, rats with salad with vinegar dressing.
We got chicken fried rat in here, dude. Come on.
And we have kebabs with rats in them, too. Mm. Oh. Now I remember what happens in this moment. He's going to be up. Yeah. He's going to be experimented on. Oh, it's his friends.
No, that wasn't Donald Glover.
Ew. Oh, yeah, you're right. These are all different people.
Rat.
Now I'm going to experiment by putting a rat's head on this dude's body.
Rat boy.
Who could forget dear rat boy? Hurry up and end movie.
Right? Come on.
See, that's the other thing. Like, they just have to submit. They know that they don't have much in terms of plot and stuff like that, so they have to kind of basically fill out as much running time as they possibly can.
Right, but it's just some dude walking around. Who cares? We know what's happening. He's not getting out.
And I mean, found footage though, films though, always pretty much end on a bleak note.
Yeah.
And how on earth did they find the footage?
Right.
At least in Blair Witch, they... Oh.
Satan, baby. Let's go.
Skulls and everything. It's a cult.
Somebody's just writing a journal.
Like it's a Necronomicon. Oh my gosh, we have a connection to our last movie, Hunting for the Hag. This is the same book that they used to conjure the hag.
Ah!
Ah! I saw that moment in Haunting of Hill House, the house on Haunted Hill. I mean, you ain't a rat, so I think you are crazy now, dude.
Yeah, dude. He's still there.
See, it's like, you could have just ended it like 5 seconds ago.
Filing home.
Tight, dude.
And now he's officially turned to the Zach Baggins.
He's just wasted.
And now it's a blue screen. Well, there you go. That was Grave Encounters. And coming up next, a haunting. Sasquatch
dude,
abounds.
That's what I was talking about. A haunting. Scary
yes.
as fuck, dude.
Then we've got Monster Project, Pulse, Ghost Ship, Willow Creek, The Descent, and Sanatorium, I believe. Yes. But yeah, well, that was this week's episode, everyone, of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And good pick for this one, Colin. Good pick. It was a fun one to talk about, even if we were frustrated with the movie.
Yeah. At the end, you kind of get, you get the gist of it, and you're like, all right, dude, come on.
You exactly. You're
fucking...
Exactly. Exactly. But before we wrap up the show today, well, usually I would ask you, Colin, where people can find you on the internet, but you know, so we don't have to worry about that now.
Yep.
Just find Colin on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
That's right.
Well, if you want to find all things the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, you can find the show on supermastery.com and on the Super Network, or the solo Tubi Tuesdays podcast streams on all podcast players everywhere. And you can find all information on the Super Network, on Tubi, Blue Sky, and Facebook if you look up the Super Network. And if you have been enjoying the show and would love to support the show, head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And just as little as $1 a month, you get early access to all episodes of our many shows on the network, and also get the exclusive video versions of this very show that you can only find on Tubi. Are you there? On Patreon. So head there.
We're on Tubi. Come on. Like, that'd
be fuck fun. Yeah, we should be. Tubi, if you're listening, put our show on on Tubi. Are you there? Yes. But in terms of myself personally, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jermaine. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Beat vs. The Living Dead at All podcast, streamers everywhere, and find all my work over at the supermastery.com. So, yep, that is a wrap for this week's episode of the show. And we will be back next week for Marcy's pick. So stay tuned for that episode, everybody.
If she ever shows up.
Calling Marcy out on the show for missing 2 weeks.
That's right.
Oh, geez. Well, I look forward to that episode, so we shall see you all later, everybody. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Mark. Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Grave Encounters.
Psychiatric hospitals like this were seen as sort of a dumping ground for embarrassing family members rather than a place that they could go to actually get help.
Many of them were severely disturbed. Truly frightening.
I swear to God that I saw someone right at the end of the hall there.
And he swears that something pushed him off the ladder.
So you guys see this window here? I lock it up real good at night. Come back in the morning, sometimes this thing's wide open.
Tonight, my crew and I, using the most sophisticated in ghost hunting equipment,
we're in search of definitive proof of spirits that were unsettled in life.
And possibly unsettled in the afterlife.
Is there someone here with us?
What was that?
What if this is something real?
Did you get that?
TC, you rolling, man?
I'm gonna document everything because when we get out of this place, people are gonna want to see this.
Matt and Houston are gone. We just need to focus on finding a way out. There's something over there.
Where are you?
Hey. Hey. Who are you?
Oh, my God.